It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Time to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. There's not much happening. Not today, anyhow. A little wind is going to kick up, but it's going to be mild. In the 70s, sunny. Clouding up tonight, mid-50s. You have rain tomorrow, all day, into tomorrow night. Low 60s. Early morning showers Saturday, but then partly cloudy and brisk. Mid-50s, sunny Sunday, lower 60s. So the big event will be tomorrow when it will rain all day and be in the 50s, the kind of weather that Marshall does not like.
No, no. 50s and rain, no. Because it feels, once you get wet, it's not bad getting in and out of the car. But if you've got to do something outside and it's raining, even if it's just a steady drizzle and it's 50, it feels colder. It just feels colder.
Just think about this. In January, when it's rain and in the 30s, you'll be saying, boy, I wish it were October, rain in the 50s.
No, because I've always had that problem with rain in the 50s. Always. When I was golfing, and I'm so old, I used to have metal clubs. I couldn't hold on to the clubs because I have, I keep forgetting the name of the disease where you lose the circulation in your fingers. And holding a golf club when it's 50 degrees outside and it's wet, it causes the blood not to flow to the tips of the fingers.
Mm.
So I've always had that problem. So no,
interesting.
I just hate the wintertime. That's all. I mean, I was even as a kid, we used to have a pond. It would freeze over. My family set up lights around the pond. They had a big bonfire. You know, you'd go out and you want to skate and sit and grill hot dogs and have hot. And as a kid, I used to think it was the stupidest thing in the world. I don't want to skate, first of all. I don't want to sit by a fire outside. If I want to be warm, I'll sit my butt inside. If I want to have hot chocolate, I'll go in the kitchen and make it. You know, none of those things ever looked smart to me as a kid, and it's the same way as an adult. You know, I just have always hated winter.
Well, and you know, you talk about, you know, sitting around the fire. I mean, that's one of the things that I really don't indulge in at the cabin all summer long, and there's a good reason for it. It's a Saturday night. You sit around the fire. They keep throwing stuff on it. Sometimes the ashes will blow you away. But you begin to adapt the smell of the fire.
Yes, you do.
And that's fine when you could go into your cabin and step into a warm shower. But when you can't, that's the way you have to go to sleep, because the only way that you're going to get that smell off you is jumping in the lake the next day. So I try to stay away from the bonfires, but they all like it up there. And it's funny, I could tell when someone has been to a bonfire the next day because I smell it on their clothes.
Kind of like when you smoke marijuana, yeah.
I guess so, or when you smoke, period.
Yeah.
You can even do regular cigarettes, you know. The smell gets in your hair and all of that, and I just don't like it. So I'm a prude. But anyhow, aside from that, we still have that tropical wave near the Windward Islands. The Hurricane Center says that because of wind shear, it's not going to do anything. But I noticed that the modeling, the GFS and the Euro, develop it. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens when that thing, it's going to be a slow mover. But today is the 15th. So more like 10 days down the road, right? Because 7 days would be the 21st. So yeah, like next weekend. I think that thing is going to be closing in close to the East Coast. And I just don't like what's happening. I see the jet stream plowing down out of central Canada all the way down to the southeastern states and then coming up the coast. So the question is, one, how close to the coast it gets to find out whether or not this jet stream is going to pick it up and bring it up the coast or bring it northward. Now, it could bring it northward, but it could bring it northward east to Cape Cod. Even if that happens, Marshall, the energy with the jet, if the modeling is correct, could spawn, not a tropical though, but a storm around North Carolina, Cape Hatteras. And then that would have to come up the coast.
A nor'easter.
So, yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking like, you know, late next week, weekend, things are going to be a lot more interesting. But as of right now, sit back, relax. The only thing you have to worry about tomorrow is plain old rain. And we shouldn't have to worry about that because we need the rain. It's coming on a Friday and your weekend's going to be nice.
So it's about another inch of rain, you think?
At least. An inch, maybe an inch and a quarter.
Wow, so it's going to be a real steady rain.
It's going to be a steady rain. It'll come heavy at times tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And then that's it. It's out of here early Saturday. Both of my friends moved yesterday. And I told you they moved from New Jersey to here.
And you helped, and you helped them, right?
Well, I helped them again, yeah. As the movers were coming in, we were telling them, you know, downstairs, upstairs, this, that, blah. And I was just trying to make room and put things like in a, I'm that neat freak. I'm trying to put things neat, but it didn't pay because I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm putting chairs here and tables here. I'm going to leave here and, you know, Anthony's going to come over and say, I don't want this table here. I don't want this chair here. And they're going to move them around anyhow.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be neat. So anyhow, I did that. And then I had to take our director back to the surgeon for the, remember the bamboo in his thumb?
Uh-huh.
Well, even though they removed the stitches, 12 of which were in his thumb, he started complaining about how much it hurt. So the surgeon told him there's slight infection, put him back on antibiotics. He said not to the point where I'd have to lance the thumb, he said. So the antibiotics should take care of it. He said as far as hurting, he said it's going to hurt for a while. He said people can think whatever they want about having surgery on a thumb and saying no big deal. He said it is major surgery. How about that? I was kind of amazed when he was telling me. He said, yeah, he said, it's major surgery, 12 stitches, he said, and they had to move muscles around in the thumb, and the thumb doesn't like when you move its muscles around.
No,
that's the way he put it.
It's absolutely true, yeah. It's absolutely true. It's like when they did surgery on my feet, they said it doesn't, you know, now my surgery was very complex, but to do any surgery on your feet like they're doing with me, they have to cut through nerves. They cut through nerves. There's no way they can get around it. And they cut tendons and they go through muscle and stuff like that. And that's why it's so major. And that's the same thing with your thumb. Yeah. Just move your thumb back and forth, in and out, and you'll see. It's there's a lot there that could go. It's not like your other fingers. Your thumb is far more movable than your other fingers. And there's a lot more involved to it.
That's interesting. Oh, I don't recall, Marshall, when you had your surgery, I don't recall if you were in a lot of pain.
Not for the first couple of days because of the amount of painkillers they gave you. But and then I had long recuperation period, okay, before I could even put any weight on it. Each time was 3 months. And then when I finally got the solid cast, you still couldn't put weight on it. I couldn't really put any bearing weight on it for about 6 months. But when then all of a sudden you started 6 months later to put weight on it, even though it was 6 months later, you were well off your pain regimen and everything. And yeah, and it hurt. Yeah, and especially in bed at night, you know, for months you couldn't move your leg because of the cast. Okay, so when the cast was off, you know, you'd move, and yeah, you'd get some pain. But you know, it is what it is. he's just got to relax. You know,
you're just right. I was just going to say, just have to grin and bear it because we all go through it. Look, I was so nervous when I had to get my implants and the whole bit. You calmed me down, and look, that turned out to be a snap of the fingers. The hardest part was them actually screwing in the implants.
Yeah, I mean, so if you just imagine what I did to get through my three surgeries in a 2-year period, I would start off with a list of positive and negatives, and every day I'd I'd adjust the list. And in the beginning, it was all negative. But then slowly the positive things start to come in, and then eventually you get to the point where there's more positives than negatives, and then way down the road there's no negatives and it's all positive. That's the way you have to look at it.
That's the way you look at it. Yep.
That's the way my surgeon told me to do it. He said, because otherwise you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Well, that's the way I look at my forecast too.
That's right. Yep. So now, just one final question before we go.
Yeah.
That possible storm next weekend, that possible nor'easter,
right,
would it be cold enough to get any snow or just heavy rain?
I don't think so. No. Snowfall area, as far as any kind of real snow, out of the question.
Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe the tail end, it could end in some wet snow showers, but I wouldn't even bank on that. Because when the jet takes on that configuration and the wind flow along the coast aloft is out of the south,
okay,
most of the time it's mild.
All right. Yeah. Well, then you've put me at ease.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll let you know when I see the first, quote, noticeable snow coming. I don't consider wet snow showers anything to worry about.
No. All right, Pat. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow morning and we'll see what's new for us in the Weather Center.
Yeah, TGIF. We'll see you then, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.